Hey, welcome in here to wrap up the KER report, political version, and it's all going to be politics for a while right now. Got John Huber on the line. Dr. John is a very good friend of mine. He's been a regular guest on the show for nearly 5 years. John was double immunized, and he caught COVID, and he damn near died in the hospital. John, our listeners want to hear about that, please, sir.
Well, you know, my daughter went to her homecoming dance at her high school. She came back that night upset. You know, of course, his dad, I'm like, what's going on? She was upset because so many kids had actually gone to the dance sick. They weren't being responsible. And she was like, I'm going to get it. And of course she did. And then my son did, and my wife did, and then I did. They all handled it. It was like 5 days, 7 days apiece, and they were done. And one morning, Thursday morning, I was not feeling well. I'm working from home, so I just, you know, I had a couple hours, so I just turned the light out, rolled back up, and I used the word, I just kind of tanked, you know, I just kind of, everything just fell out from underneath me and I couldn't breathe. And when I got to the doctor, they ran a few tests, and the next thing they said, okay, what hospital are you going to? So I went right from there to the hospital, and you know, that 7 days later, you know, the doc comes in and he's looking at me, and I was feeling better. He came back the next day and he said, you know, I don't know how you're in recovery, but you're in recovery. You know, we honestly, he said, he came and said, we honestly thought you were leaving through the morgue. You were so bad. We hadn't seen anybody that bad in 2 years that didn't go through the morgue. Kind of woke me up a little bit, you know?
John, that kind of woke you up. What exactly was your reaction to that?
Oh, you want to know my reaction? Cried for about 4 hours, to be honest with you.
I don't blame you. Johnny, let me ask you this. Tell me what they did to you in the hospital. Now, you were in intensive care for upwards of 2 weeks. What did they do
to you? Actually, I was in about 8 days, and they moved me to the next lower, actually to a regular room after that. What they did to me, first thing they did is give me a PICC line. And for people who don't know, it's like a mega IV, and it goes in. There's only a couple places they can give them to you. And they run the line all the way up until it just gets inside the heart. And then they pull that line back about a centimeter, and they give you really heavy-duty drugs that way that would otherwise destroy your veins, because they're you know, really tough chemicals on the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started with, they loaded me up full of a huge dose of vancomycin, which is one of our last line of defenses for antibiotics. I know this because, you know, I have privileges at several hospitals, and it's one of our drugs that when we give it to a patient, we can't let them go home. We have to give them the whole dosage, the whole, you know, prescription in the hospital before they leave, because we don't want to lose that last line of drugs to patients not taking all their medication, because mm-hmm. it's a very valuable antibiotic. You know, they're that last line of defense. It's the heavy duty antibiotics. And then they started feeding me heavy duty steroids while I was in there.
Now, what's the purpose of that, John?
They were just trying to boost my immune system, and apparently it worked. I mean,
well, I know you had a lot of good wishes coming your way too. So I guess what I really want to get across to the listeners is this is very serious. Now, you know, Jimmy is constantly saying that, and Jimmy is correct in my opinion, he's constantly saying that you really ought to think about the vaccines if you're aged. And he considers me to be aged because I am 78. He said, Al, don't screw around. He said, you know, do everything that you are comfortable doing and that your doctor is comfortable doing. And if you get sick, you really, at your age, need to immediately go and see a doctor. And Jimmy stresses on the show that, you know, the mortality rate of the COVID is right now less than 1%, and the less than the 1% of the people that die from it are people exactly in my category. You know, 78 years of age, I think the only place where I may be different is I may be a little bit healthier, but I don't know that for a fact. Now, what I find to be interesting, Johnny, and I would imagine you found it to be kind of interesting also, is that you were double vaccinated and you still got deathly ill. You didn't get a mild case of COVID-19. You got a big-time case of it, even though you had the double vaccination.
Well, and I'm also in my early 50s, which, you know, they say, oh, it's really dangerous if you're 60 and above. And I'm here to say, if you're 50 and above, watch out for it. Because I didn't have any of the other precursors. You know, I work out all the time, and I'm not morbidly obese. I don't have diabetes.
Mm.
You know, I don't have any of the things that set you up to be vulnerable to the virus. So, I think I mentioned this to you off the air. My aunt's brother, actually, he was hospitalized with it, and he's in his 60s, and he was hospitalized for 2 months, and then they sent him to home health care, and he actually expired yesterday because of COVID. No.
Is that right?
And wow. They caused an embolism, and he died from that.
Well, that's interesting. That goes along with some of the things that one of our regular listeners, Larry, is saying, actually. I guess what I want to say is, you know, when you have something like this, you got to be like pretty much like Dr. John Huber, and that is you just got to make up your mind what you're going to do. Now, in terms of going to the hospital, you didn't have a choice. Your personal physician said, Johnny, you need to get in the hospital right now.
And she was right.
Right.
Absolutely. But, you know, that's your healthcare provider telling you that, you know. A lot of us, you know, we walked around, hey, you know, it's going to be a bad flu. It's going to be a bad this. It's bad that. You know, and it is for the majority of people. But if you're one of the people like myself who, you know, really gets it bad, mm-hmm. it's nothing like the flu. The first day, it felt like the flu, the first, you know, couple of days. And then when I tanked and I was out of it. And, you know, it's nothing like the flu at all. They released me on Tuesday. Monday, physical therapy came in for the first time because, you know, they wait until the virus is subsided a lot before people come in and work with you and stuff. And I couldn't even stand up next to the bed. I hit the ground, you know. So lucky, you know, I had some friends who are physicians and nurses and stuff, and they came up and made me do physical therapy that evening. And when the assessment came in the next day, I passed the assessment, mm-hmm. and I was healthy enough to go home. And the physical therapist was like, I just can't believe this. Cause yesterday you couldn't even stand there and you just walked around the room. I mean, I was using a walker. But so they discharged me that Tuesday. My son came and got me because lo and behold, Monday night, my wife was in a car accident, totaled our car and broke her arm.
Oh,
so we're both down for the count right now. We're doing much better though, both of us. And, you know, I'm not using a walker, and you know, I'm weaning myself off of my last liter of oxygen. During the day yesterday, I did about 8 hours. The day before that, I did 4 hours without oxygen, and today, I don't know, it's pretty close to 8 hours without oxygen.
So I would have to assume that means that you're way over the top of the hill now. Is that correct?
I think so. You know, it's like I've been doing hyperbaric treatments. You know, there's a study out of New York University saying how that helps people's lungs repair itself much quicker. And I have a very good friend who's a physician who owns a hyperbaric treatment clinic. And, you know, it's experimental as far as the insurance is concerned. But
it works.
You know,
it works.
It works. It works. It's worked for me. I'm probably, you know, I went and saw my doctor this week, and she was floored at how far along I'd come. And she expected, you know, probably 3 months before my lungs were back to normal. And, you know, I have a good friend who I went to high school with who was in the hospital for 2 months in ICU. And then he did 2 weeks in a rehabilitation facility. And he's home now. And he's been home for about 6 weeks. And he's still on 1 liter of oxygen. And I'm now, what is it? I came home Tuesday before Thanksgiving. So this is 10 days.
John,
after
John, you're a healthy guy, and I thank God for the fact that you got through this thing okay. I'd like to get some comments from you, Larry, on this, if you would. I'm really not quite sure what to say other than thank God for God, John. Talk to you soon, bud.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.